for Emma Wong Marr. She was always quiet, polite, gentle-mannered, soft-spoken, wonderfully friendly, warm, open, discreetly funny. Exactly the kind of person one cannot help but like. Exactly the kind of person one would so much like to be. It's true, she was quietly intense, but with such exquisite manners, it was easy to miss the passion that only rarely showed, the unflinching determination that only occasionally broke the calm surface. If I had met her without warning, I would have thought, what a wonderful old woman. How poised, how centered, someone who knows how to age peacefully with exquisite grace. How would I have known? She had spent her life on barricades, marching, demonstrating against the Vietnam War, working for reproductive choice, speaking out for labor. But not only for labor, for everyday people, for you, for me. Medical technologist, mother, spouse, sister, aunt, but also, and with no contradiction, socialist, activist, feminist, politician. How wonderful it must be to be so fiercely determined, so constant in one's principles, so clear about right and wrong. We sit together at the restaurant table, and I think, who in this crowd would ever suspect that this lovely, quiet old woman with the soft voice and the exquisite manners ran for Vice President of the United States of America on the Peace and Freedom Party ticket? How extraordinary that it didn't show, except when it needed to, except when good manners required a picket sign. If her daughter had not told me, I never would have known who she really was, although she also really was quiet, polite, gentle-mannered, soft-spoken, wonderfully friendly, warm, open, discreetly funny, the kind of person one cannot help but like, the kind of person one would so much like to be, the kind of person she was.